Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Ambrose of Milan, and from Ireland we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Ambrose of Milan.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made a tour through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of diseases and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest." He summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits with power to cast them out and to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them as follows: "Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. You received without charge, give without charge." The Gospel of the Lord. Ambrose of Milan. There have been many characters in history about whom we know or remember very little, perhaps only their name or maybe a quotation that tradition has linked with them. Time passes relentlessly and memory unfailingly fades away. But for many that have resisted the forgetful passing of time, there may be good reason their names and something about their lives or their contribution to other people's lives has outlived them by centuries or even more than a millennium. We know the names of outstanding Greek philosophers, including Plato and Aristotle. The names of leaders and governors in the ancient Roman Empire have come down to us, although any historical websites we scroll will be swift and very keen to point out that many of the stories are legendary and may have no respectable or trustworthy background in the life itself of that person. And then there's Ambrose of Milan, revered by Christians, including Roman Catholics, Eastern Orthodox churches, Lutherans, and Anglicans, almost from the time of his death, and whose feast day and memory are kept worldwide in the church on December 7th. But who was Ambrose? And in his case, as in the case of so many others, we will be tempted to hold our breath and perhaps withhold our believing assent when we hear some details, wondering, just wondering, or perhaps being as doubtful as today's speaker or even that other Thomas. Scholars who have unlocked more mysteries than I have will be able to identify the reason or background to St. Ambrose being remembered specifically on the 7th of December each year. I take particular delight in this happy landing of Ambrose's feast within the season of Advent, since one of the surest attributions to his name and the inspiration he received and pressed on with is the Advent hymn Veni Redemptor Gentium, come, you Redeemer of the people. Few could combine in terse but eloquent poetic verse such heavy theology as the Son's equality with the Father and the Incarnate Son's saving mission for humanity, as Ambrose has. O equal to the Father, thou, gird on thy fleshly mantle now, the weakness of our mortal state with deathless might invigorate. It happened again almost 900 years later, when the great teacher Albert was helping an unusually bright student to flourish, Thomas Aquinas, I mean. So Ambrose's preaching as Bishop of Milan would count among the precious fruits it helped produce and flourish the faith and learning of the great St. Augustine of Hippo. But let not the teacher slip into the background in the company of their exemplary students. The promise of Isaiah in the Hebrew scriptural text indicated for use today speaks of the people's teacher hiding no longer, meaning also that this teacher's lesson deserved to be seen by those who encounter it, seen with the inner eyes of mind and heart. Jesus spends time and energy traveling and teaching in synagogues in different towns and villages. He sees the extent of the work needed ahead to enlighten as many minds and hearts as possible to the divine gift and calling, and therefore choosing a dozen others to join him in giving without charge what they themselves had been generously granted, being as convinced of the good news as to sense and respond to that inner urge to give generously without counting the cost. Born, we estimate, around the year 340, Ambrose was serving as the Roman governor of Emilia Liguria, with headquarters in Milan, when in 374 he was unexpectedly called to become the Bishop of Milan. Yes, he was born into a Christian family, but in his mid-30s, Ambrose had in fact not yet been baptized into the church. Reluctantly accepting the post, Ambrose went on to defend stoutly the Catholic faith about the identity and thus divinity of the Son of God, countering particularly the strong Arian party at the time. And Ambrose seems to have had musical genius as well, composing melodies for newly written summaries of some of the main tenets of Christian faith, like the splendid Advent text mentioned earlier. The recognition by the Church at the end of the 13th century of Ambrose as one of the four great Latin teachers of the Church, with Augustine, Jerome, and Gregory, indicates to us how seriously Ambrose's contribution to the growth of the Church, and also the more secure expression in words of the tenets of the disciples' faith, were taken by them. In the weeks when Christian disciples celebrate Advent, and as this season progresses, look forward to commemorating the birth of the Messiah, I conclude this reflection by quoting another magisterial verse from Ambrose's Veni Redemptor Gentium. Thy cradle here shall glisten bright, and darkness breathe a newer light, where endless faith shall shine serene, and twilight never intervene.